In the hours, days, and weeks since the terrorist attacks of the 11th of September, we've heard many stories of heroism, stories of people in the World Trade Center helping one another descend the stairs of the Twin Towers, stories of the firefighters and police officers who gave their lives doing their jobs, stories of passengers on the flight that crashed in Pennsylvania who foiled the terrorists' objective to crash that plane into a building. Heroes all. Heroes, we have learned, do not hesitate. If they are afraid, they swallow that fear. It is something that photographer Tom Casolini would have told us long before September 11th. He made photographic portraits of Congressional Medal of Honor recipients for the book Ordinary Heroes, a tribute to Congressional Medal of Honor recipients, reflections of freedom, faith, duty, and the heroic possibilities of the everyday human spirit. Casolini worked on the project with Timothy Walls, who wrote the stories of the men for the book. An exhibit of photographs from the book is underway through Sunday at Pages for All Ages bookstore in Savoy. And on Sunday, Tom Casolini will be at Pages for a discussion and book signing on Sunday, the 13th. That's Sunday the 13th from 2 to 4 p.m. This afternoon, he joins us to talk about the men he met as a result of doing the book, Ordinary Heroes. Good afternoon, Tom. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Celeste. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Tell us, first of all, how you and Timothy Walls began this project.
Well, the project in itself is kind of an epiphany. I've been a professional photographer for 30 years, and just about 3 years ago, started to look for a way to get back to my roots, kind of get out of the fast track of commercial photography. And there was a local advertising agency that very seldom uses me, called and asked if I would produce a commemorative poster for the dedication of a memorial that was built here in Indianapolis to all of the Medal of Honor recipients in our history. And after receiving that assignment, I drove back to my studio and parked my car, and it was as if there was another person in my car that said, you know, here's the project you've been looking for. Go for it. Mm-hmm. Well, 72 hours later, the project was a go. I had written a letter of intent to the Congressional Medal of Honor Society, and they approved the concept and release names and addresses and phone numbers to me, and that's been 2.5 years and haven't looked back since.
Yeah. What insights into heroism have you gained as a result of making these portraits, of meeting these men?
Well, it was rather a fascinating journey. The concept, these men, they look at themselves as just ordinary men that were simply doing their duty, where most of us look at them as heroes. And so I wanted to find that link between ordinary and hero. And in meeting these men, I spent about 4.5 hours with each one of them in their homes. And I never served in the military, so I brought a different viewpoint to them, because I wanted to see them as they are today and not with their medals draped around their necks. And they were fascinated that I really wanted to look at them as ordinary people. And as we would visit, I'd ask them about the importance of their citation in their lives. And 99% of them said, you know, if that's the only thing that I'm remembered for, I've led a sad life, because there are other things that are in my life that are much more important to me. And one of them, John Finn, he's the oldest living Medal of Honor recipient and the last from Pearl Harbor, and he's today 93 years old. To kind of make a point of that, he said that his wife in her later years was confined to a wheelchair, and they were at a Congressional Medal of Honor Society function. And when she was younger, she loved to dance. Well, the music was getting to her, and she leaned over to John, and she said, you know, honey, I would really love to be able to dance again. Well, another Medal of Honor recipient by the name of Mike Thornton got wind of that, and he went over to their table, and took the tablecloth off the table and fashioned sort of a sling out of it and grabbed Mrs. Finn out of her wheelchair and put her in the sling and took her out on the dance floor and danced with her. And John says, and by the way, Mrs. Finn passed away 2 weeks after that, John said that there wasn't an act of that he could have done in combat that was any greater than that act of Big Mike Thornton taking his wife and putting her in a sling and dancing with her. And we have seen since September the 11th the strength and wonderment of the human spirit and the labels that have been put on everyone as heroes in doing it. And but when you even see these people on television and interviews, they're telling you they simply were only doing their duty.
Yeah.
And there's a wonderfulness about that.
Yeah. Well, I was struck by what Carl Sitter told Timothy Wallace in the book. He said that you should remember that teachers, doctors, and nurses are heroes, heroes who are often not remembered, who are often unsung.
Well, what happens, I think, that we get caught up in our daily lives. And when we get caught up and we start looking in all the wrong places for heroes and role models, the wonderful lesson that I learned from these recipients is that it's not an ability to be able to play a sport and become a superstar or to be able to act on the big screen where a lot of our children look for their heroes and role models in sports and theater, but it's something that we were all born with and that we all have, and it doesn't take a special talent. And it's the choice of exercising the human spirit. And there are multiple levels that you can exercise that on, that one person can become a hero in another person's life through simple acts. And yes, doctors and policemen and firemen were certainly at the forefront on September the 11th, but across our country, that people were lined up for blocks to give blood.
Mm.
You know, and when they were giving blood, they were giving life. They were doing their duty as well.
Mm.
And it's important to, I think, especially after visiting with these men, if we could just take a slight shift in our perception that heroes are shoulder to shoulder with us every day. You know, when you're down and someone hits you with an act of kindness and that brings you around and helps you go forward, you know, that act of goodness to that person is the same act of goodness as the person that was carried out of a burning building.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and it's just been so wonderful since September the 11th that our country has come together in the oneness of spirit. And it's also tragic that it had to be from a horrific act that we stopped and looked to see what a great country we are and what fabulous, fabulous quality of the human spirit exists in this country and the freedom to exercise it every day. I mean, it's absolutely phenomenal.
Mm. There's a photograph, a portrait of a man by the name of James Burt in the book, U.S. Army World War II. Looks like, you know, looks like grandfather. Could be your grandfather, but he has 118 fragments in his midsection, 18 in his head, and 12 in his right hand.
Yep.
You
know, when I first met him, see, I wrote all the captions for the book, and when I first met Jim Burt, I shook his hand and almost took him to his knees. And he said, "Oh, don't do that." He said, "I have 12 fragments in the hand." I said, "I'm sorry, you know, I didn't know that." But, you know, you were kind of referring to his quote. His quote is, a fabulous quote. It goes on in his caption that, you know, he says, "What is, and fear is time and mind-consuming and wasteful. Fear may be contagious. Fear does not speak superior endeavor, but leads to inferior performance." And we have found since September the 11th that there's not a great deal of fear, that people have performed to their utmost level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they are answering to the call of the human spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I have just found it to be so overwhelming that it's a wave that went totally across the country. It didn't stop in New York City or Pennsylvania or Washington, D.C. You know, it swept the country. It swept every nook and cranny. It's wonderful. We're so blessed.
Before we go, and we don't have much time left, I'm afraid, so I'll have to ask you to be brief, but maybe you can tell us something of the inspiration for the photograph that is on the jacket of the book, which features a flag.
Yes, it features an American flag that is a handmade flag, and it is a direct result of a story that's told by Colonel Leo Thorsness that was, he received a citation in Vietnam. He was shot down over Vietnam, became a prisoner of war for 6 years. And in talking to him, it wasn't about his citation, but it was about a man that he met as a prisoner of war in camp, and that was Mike Christensen. And Mike Christensen would make his own American flag, and every time he would get one made, the Vietnamese would find it and barbarically beat him, but he'd go right back and start finding scrap pieces of cloth and making another one. And Leo Thorsness says that it's that man's spirit, the power of that man's human spirit, that's what kept the whole camp alive. They watched him take barbaric beatings, and every time he would start again making another flag.
Hmm. What happened to him?
Unfortunately, Mike passed away a few years ago.
Hmm.
And Celeste, there's just one thing that I noticed before I came on air. The 13th is Saturday.
Oh, well, let me see here. It says... Okay, the release I have from Pages, are you going to be there on Sunday or Saturday?
I'm going to be there on Saturday the 13th.
Okay, because the release I have says Sunday the 13th, so we'll scratch that out and put Saturday on
there.
Yeah,
Saturday on
there. Okay, Saturday, October 13th from 2 to 4 p.m. You'll be at Pages for All Ages, and folks can stop by and talk with you, right? And you're going to talk about the book and about these guys that you met.
We're going to talk about the book. We're going to talk about the inspiration that these men have offered us and how it has been. We've been living it since September the 11th.
Okay, Saturday, October 13th, from 2 to 4 p.m. Tom Casolini will be at Pages for All Ages in Savoy. He and Timothy Wallace are the producers of Ordinary Heroes, a tribute to Congressional Medal of Honor recipients, reflections of freedom, faith, duty, and the heroic possibilities of the everyday human spirit. Tom, thank you very much.
Celeste, thank you. Have a great day.